So, it looks like everything went exactly as I planned for us, didn't it, sweetie? My two precious subby boys playing so nicely together. When do you think he started to realize? Maybe during one of my merciless, masterfully torturous edging sessions, when I tease vague notions of a special present for him, if he could be good and control himself? Or do you think that was when it started to click that you were going to be his special present? Or maybe as I made him watch quietly on his knees as I did your makeup for you, for him, fixing these luxuriously long lashes for you and applying his favorite shades to your lips and your pretty little toes? Was it perhaps your first tender caress of his chiseled jawline, with your perfectly manicured fingers? Or as you traced the vulnerable vascular notch in his neck? Or when you started teasing him about his firm, perfectly formed little cum gutter abs? Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. I know you hate it when I'm so crass, but feeling his physical bulk strain to behave and control himself as you flooded his poor ears with sweetly filthy whispers between nipples and kisses. I think you both nearly died. And you definitely made me bite my lip when you took his big, veiny hand in yours and placed it tenderly on your knee before slowly guiding him up your smooth thigh. And then came the moment when his breathing changed. You could feel his pulse pounding in his fingertips, and every exhale was ragged, his nostrils flaring with every painfully ecstatic breath. How he started to shudder between the press of your guiding hand and the squish of your thigh, his quivering matched with your own squirms, and we both knew he was so, so close to coming completely undone. But he was such a gentleman, wasn't he? We can all be so proud of him, holding himself back until he had my permission to take you. And you know that I was just as proud and aroused as you were. Sorry. Oh, I am making myself all flustered just thinking about how nice today was. And look how handsome he is, snoozing away in your lap. My tender caresses and sweet aftercare never fail to ease him from cloud nine to such a deep sleep. Oh yes, I'm sure you wouldn't mind falling asleep in my arms, all of us together in a big pile like this. But you need to get some more of these swirly thoughts out of your head first. Yes, why don't you sit up a little and keep decompressing with me? Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. That is so much better, isn't it? Oh, yes. My cuddles are like being swaddled in velvet and a dozen snuggly stuffies. Oh, dear. Well, no. Your rambling never bores me, sweetie. Never stop. Oh, you can be sure of it. What are you saying? Oh, you wonder what his favorite part of today was? Was it perhaps a caress of your silky legs brushing against his cheeks as they dangled over his shoulders? Or maybe or maybe the rush of letting go and giving in to all that furious animalistic need that you so rudely enjoyed building up in him. These pretty bruises on your hips sure make it seem that way. Or was it your squeaks, or maybe your eager, hungry moans that did it for him? Or when I told him that he could start with your mouth, the intense eye contact you locked him into every time he dared look down to watch his cock disappear between your ready, enthusiastic, slutty lips. Those first few licks, as your lips and your tongue took a very verbal walking tour along the length of his gorgeous cock, the loving lip caresses and the sensuous softness of your cheek walls, enrobing his quickly slickening head. Do I think he enjoyed all the garbled affirmations that you oh so sluttily murmured around his meat as you worshipped him with your mouth and reveled in his musk? Oh, did you now? You learned most of those tricks in watching the two of us together? Well, you can be proud of all the noises that you got to hear him make. Yes, tell me, what was your favorite thing about today? Oh, no, you can't do it. You can't pick just one thing, or aspect, or memory, or anything. Everything was so wonderful, wasn't it? Oh, how you shiver when I finished lavishing my attention on you, called you gorgeous, and you nearly cried when it was the first thing he blurted out when I finally let him talk. Oh, did you hear me chortle when he clasped his hands over his mouth like he was trying to stuff those words back in? Oh, yes, I could tell you adored his reactions as you mercilessly teased him. Oh, no. Don't think you've made him whimper before either. Oh, what a gorgeous noise that was. And the taste of him, as he grasped and twisted fistfuls of your hair, looking up and feeling his eyes burn through yours. Your nostrils flooded with the scent of his desire and his need, your tongue afire with that interplay of salty and sweet. Oh, gosh, are you hard again? Oh, but the colorful smear down his shaft, all the way down it, that brief moment knowing that you'd conquered his whole length and you couldn't hold the grin back. But then, when I asked him if there was somewhere else he wanted to put his cock, and in an instant you were on your back, the confidence as he moved his grip from your ankles to your knees, and then your hips, the firm slap as he buried himself all the way inside you, and the way he answered your moans with his growls, the short, shallow thrusts that grazed your spot. How hard he tried to match them with a long, deep thrusts, burying himself in your tightness and your slickness, alternating between fucking himself deeper towards his orgasm and sending you spiraling towards yours, our voices entwining, a harmony of squeal and growl and moan and hitched breaths, before you and he and we all came together, all over and in each other. How you felt each flooding gush of him inside you, and how your own landed with an audible splat on his perfect chest. Now he pulled out, and at a second pass before he collapsed on top of you, his sweet cum drizzling out of your little gate. Oh, I know what your favorite part of today was. And while we were in that steamy, sticky, spent pile, smelling of salt and sweat and deceit and satisfaction, he growled, "I adore you," right in your ear. Well, that was it, wasn't it? That was the thing you enjoy the most. I bet you can barely remember me scooping his dead weight off of you, pulling him tight into one of my cuddles. But here he is, in your lap, so deep asleep that he's on the verge of snoring. And he's even drooling a little. Yes, oh, he adores you, darling. It was so much to hear it in so few words. And you kissed his gorgeous face and set it back as a tear rolled down your cheek. You said you kissed his face because the sting of the salty tear in your eye made it hard to aim. You suppose you got his nose? True, it was a lot. Oh, I know. You knew, of course, he did. And of course, you did as well. But hearing it in the sweet timbre of his voice and saying it out loud in return made it so real, didn't it? And you must be so relieved and giddy, and your heart is so swollen and content that today ended like it did. The three of us, together, like this. Look at you. I do believe you are completely lovey-doveyed out. No, I don't mind if you laid back a little. Try to join him in whatever he's dreaming about. Oh, you're welcome, sweetie, for all of this. For being here and for being me and for being everything that I am to you. To you both. I know you adore me, and I adore you as well. Yes, I am going to try and sleep with the both of you for a bit. Sleep tight, sweetie. See you soon.